Equally important, if not more so, Dr. Alexander's work explains why these millions of American civil servants are so important to all of us and to the preservation of our system of government. This is a time when we as Americans need his perspective. When people in the leadership of the nation attack our courts, the members of our Congress, our civil servants, and our press, they are attacking the glue that holds our diverse nation together as the United States of America. And when these attackers do so on the basis of factually unfounded opinion rather than verifiable evidence, they are engaged in demagoguery of the most dangerous sort. This is why our civil service, committed to maintaining the rule of law and decision-making based on verifiable facts, is so important to maintaining the legitimacy of our government, both elected and appointed. Dr. Alexander is right to point out that under our democratic republic, elected leaders make policy but must rely on civil servants, appointed on the basis of merit, to implement those public policies. We must rely on the expertise of our merit-based civil service if we wish to have a government that addresses the factual realities of our lives, to the extent that human beings can ever achieve that goal. This duty to find and implement the truth, as I have mentioned, is the province of our civil servants, whether they serve in Washington, D.C., our states, or in the law enforcement.